it's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything is kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And Jay Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
What up, Tom, Sybil, and Jay? Or should I call y'all my radio road dogs?
That's right.
My cross-country compadres. From New Haven to New York to a brand new day. Been on tour with you guys is a pleasant surprise. Had no idea y'all turned up like this.
Yes.
We're getting free food, free rooms, and free Wi-Fi. God is good. And the love we're getting is overwhelming, y'all.
It is.
Yesterday, I met an older brother, said he was a fan and he wanted to take a photograph. That's how the older folks are. It took him 10 minutes to take a selfie with a flip phone, Sybil. Good news yesterday, our very own Tom Joyner received an award from the mayor of New Haven.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for all he does. My wizard lost yesterday for all time.
I had nothing
but that's another story. Yesterday, everybody in their baby mama was talking about Deflategate and DeFaceGate. Yep, Tom Brady and George Zimmerman. First New England Patriot quarterback Tom Brady suspended for 4 games for conspiring to deflate the weight of balls. Drip drop. The Patriots were fined $1 million and they lose their 2016 first-round draft pick and their 2017 fourth-round draft pick. So they'll probably be even with my team in Washington. So what have we learned? Like you say, Jay, if you cheat, pay a fine, you're still the Super Bowl champion. Tom Brady may have deflated those balls, no Romo, but he'll be on vacation in some model drawers, y'all. In other good news, Good Samaritan and everybody's new favorite road rage hero, Matthew Apperson, supposedly shot at George Zimmerman. Yep, he had one of those. George Zimmerman is one of the most hated mofos in America, y'all. George Zimmerman had a run-in with Matthew, and Matthew tried to give George a taste of his own medicine. George supposedly only sustained minor injuries from shattered glass hitting him in the face. People on social media were celebrating like satisfied pay-per-view customers yesterday. Hey, did y'all hear that Dennis Rodman BFF Kim Jong-un ordered to have his aunt killed?
Yeah, man.
After she complained about her husband being executed? Is she crazy? She already know the uncle was calling uncle. Civil Evil has no look. Doesn't even look like the evil love child of the Pillsbury Doughboy and Alfalfa.
Yes.
I mean, she should have known better. Her nephew makes Dennis Menace look like the Dalai Lama. And no word from Ambassador Rodman on this story, y'all.
No,
I'm going to get me one of those hoodies with Matthew Apperson's picture on it the front today, y'all. We on our way to Philly and Cleveland Improv Thursday through Sunday. I'm on my way up there, y'all. I'm going to join y'all in the next hour.
All right.